Welcome to Beyond the Silver Lining podcast, a sacred space for empowerment, transformation, spirituality, and lots of self-love. I am your host, Wendy Rosenthal, a scientist turned empowerment coach for women and a spiritual guide to help you find a gift in disguise in trauma, challenges, and pain so that you can create a positive mindset and get your power back by connecting back to your body, mind, and spirit. This podcast is a safe space to share our stories and feel like we're not alone anymore. I will be sharing my personal experiences, have interviews with experts and people like you who are also experts in your own unique way in life. Let's transform fear into freedom. Are you ready? Hello, hello, and welcome, my beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode. Welcome to the month of September. Here we go. Oh my goodness. Okay. So I quickly wanted to give a little introduction to today's episode because it was one of those morning nature walk episodes that I pretty much share as I'm taking my hike in the morning, and sometimes messages come through, and I thought, what a perfect moment to share, for example, some of the questions or comments that have been dropping in my DMs on Instagram, and just from random conversations that I get to have during the weeks. And basically, this episode is more of a Q&A. It's not very organized because, as you can tell, I'm on my hike, on my walk. So I'm just sharing as I'm remembering some of the questions. I wasn't fully prepared. So my apologies. But then also, you know, my intention is just to come to you in a very normal and natural, flowy way. And so that's just who I am. And so, but if you want me to focus or to talk about specific topics that are more related to you, do not hesitate to send me a DM on Instagram at Wendy4Wellness, or you can send me an email to wellness@wendyrosenthal.com. And I'll be more than happy to share or answer your questions, which probably, considering the number of people who have been reaching out, just wondering or asking, being curious, wanted to know more about my journey, things that I do, and especially because I talk about different topics that have to go from health and wellness, cancer care, cancer journey, to mental health, to eating, self-love practices, cooking, bread making even. So I will compile all of these questions and probably come back to do a more organized and formal Q&A episode. But this one is just, I guess, the beginning of them, because I just had to share as I was walking on my hike and things came up. And also I wanted to share that, as you will know, this morning as I was taking my hike, I just started feeling a little bit uneasy. So I will, in a way, also a pump. I don't know if that made my body more tired, because you will hear me yawning a few times, which I apologize in a way. It's not like I'm not interested or I'm not in it. It's that I feel like my physical body was really exhausted, because I guess I must be going through some changes, like up leveling or purging, as I've been cleaning out things at home, and I'm taking this long weekend as that practice of clearing out my space. And I feel like maybe my body's also clearing out, and sometimes movement helps that even more so. And with that, a way for our body to release, it comes in so many different ways: by crying, by laughing without even knowing why, by, you know, like going and going to the bathroom for, what do you call, there's a word for it. For elimination of waste, let's be formal. And also by yawning, sneezing, coughing, because the energy from your body has just to come out. And also I feel that maybe my body was a little more tired and exhausted, even though I had a good night's sleep. But for some reason, going into my hike this morning, which I had to actually make it short because I just wasn't feeling that it would be so safe of me to continue hiking, especially up on the hill by the cliffs, if I'm not feeling comfortable, because I started to feel a little, not really dizzy, but really I will say wobbly and uneasy as I was stepping on the ground. Like things, there weren't things or I wasn't moving, but I just felt, I didn't feel stability, basically. I was kind of like getting out of balance a few times, and it's just not safe for me to be out in the elements and in the woods or in the mountain if my body is not basically fully supported, right? Because I kind of tripped a few times and I had to walk almost like do like a bear walk, which is like my feet, my legs were wide open and try to have a wider gait as I'm walking. But anywho, so I had to cut that short and I finished the recording in my car, but I'm okay. I'm at home and everything is great. I don't know why these things come up. I've been having some vertigo episodes in the last week or 2 weeks. I don't know. I just have to kind of like ride the roller coaster, as I often call this type of moments. But I also wanted to share because I know there are people that have felt similar experiences, not knowing what is really going on. So I will just say, and maybe I'll come back again if you're interested and this is for you, let me know, because I can come back and talk more about this and so that we can understand it in a more collective way and feel okay and supported, because again, we're not in this alone. So I also wanted to share that. And yeah, so pretty much enjoy the episode. Let me know how it goes, what you think of it. Again, my apologies beforehand because I'll be yawning a few times. I feel like this is just the way for my body to just kind of, you know, release and let go. And that's it, guys. So enjoy, have a wonderful rest of your day, and let's get on this healing journey together. All right, bye-bye. Hello, hello, my beautiful souls. Happy day to you guys. Hello, September. Oh my goodness, can you imagine? We are in September, last quarter of the year. And quite soon the holidays are here. I already see it in the stores and it's crazy, crazy. And I still resist to fall into the pumpkin spice latte. Or at least the commercial version that is sold in the stores. I can make it myself in a healthier way. But just the whole craze of pumpkin spice latte is just nuts. My opinion. I don't know if you agree or not, but that's where I stand. And with that said, I'm going to go into this podcast episode sharing, it's almost like a Q&A, sharing a few things, some answers from some people who had reached out in the last, I don't know, like randomly in the last several weeks or so, whether it's through my DMs in social media or I'm so tired, but I'm still here. I don't know if you can hear, but I'm out of my nature walk. So hello and welcome joining me in my morning walk. But yeah, so some people were reaching out and asking about wellness and health and where I am in my journey. Because I share about it in social media, but sometimes I guess I share more of some other things. And when people ask, it's because maybe I haven't given an update or whatnot. And the interesting thing is, and it's crazy, I guess, for me to record this right now, is that so today I came around 7 or something to start my morning hike to the same place where I go almost every day. I try to switch it up, but there's this one place that I always go every single day. Well, not every day, but like pretty much most of the time during the week, which is like an hour and a half hike up in the hills and down by the creek. And I'm still waking up. And so today I started my hike, and usually the first half an hour is pure incline. And then all of a sudden I started feeling weird and dizzy. Not dizzy, but like just like unstable, I will say. Like as I'm stepping,
kind of like not finding my balance as I'm walking, which is not completely new. I have felt this before where I've been at home or at my job. Oftentimes, it happens right before or around when I'm going to have a vertigo episode. And I'm, oh, fuck, like, I don't want to have vertigo when I'm up here, up in the hills, because no. And also because some sections of the hiking trails are right on the cliff. And it's just, you know, it's just like a bad idea, right? So that's why actually right now I'm walking back to my car. It's better, so don't worry about it so much. But it wasn't a full vertigo because I could stop and like just look around and see how I'm feeling. So it didn't feel like a vertigo. Things are not moving, turning around like crazy as in a vertigo episode. But stability, that's where I'm noticing that I'm not very stable as I'm walking, going up or down. So something's up. But again, I've had this before. And when I have checked with my doctors, and usually it's the oncologist who I talk to about this, she just says to keep an eye, and it's not a super concern, or at least it's not, she mentions it's not cancer related. And we have had some testing before. I believe we did an MRI of my brain and, you know, just to check on things. But also, actually, no, sorry, MRI of my ear, because I also have tinnitus and losing hearing on my left ear. So, yeah, interesting. And I guess it's just, you know, for me, is the awareness and acceptance of myself and my health and my body, of, you know, being in my 40s. And to be honest, sometimes it's the scary part of the whole thing is, I guess part of it, yes, accepting like, okay, this is probably a sign that I'm getting older, you know. However, I know it's just a number, but biologically, you know, my body is turning in a different way, and it's a new introduction to the new version of me. But also the scary part is like, oh my gosh, is this like perimenopause? Is it the beginning? Like, what's going on? Because I also have missed my period a couple of months now. So that's the part that I still struggle accepting or understanding, I guess. But I try to remember to still be gentle. So as I was still walking up the hill, I just started like touching my body and hugging myself and rubbing my belly, and things are going to be okay. So really bringing that safety and comfort feeling back into my physical body. So I guess that's a little update, because somebody asked me like, how are you with cancer and, you know, all of that. Things are okay, I guess. I think I have my 6-month appointment with my oncologist in September, so we will do blood tests. What's still persistent, and I don't know about this time, and knock on wood, is getting better and better, the liver enzymes are still something that we got to, again, keep an eye on. It's not, how can I say, like, it's gotten a little better, but it's just so slow at getting back to normal numbers, and we haven't figured out what's causes that. Because what happens is the liver enzymes go up high, and we don't know why. You know, like, I don't take antibiotics, I don't drink heavily, and honestly, I don't, just like very, very, very rarely. And so, yeah, things are okay. Like, there's none of the symptoms that I should be watching for. However, you know, every now and then I get like a little worry, like, oh my gosh, you know, why am I hurting here in this area that is, you know, normally I don't hurt. And that's the thing, guys, that I have mentioned in the past. You know, when you do live with a diagnosis and pretty much for life, it's like a constant, anything can be a constant reminder, a constant checkup point in which you're like, okay, what's going on? Because in case you didn't know, in case this is you, you know, you're new to me, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma almost, almost 12 years ago. And so non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is a type of cancer. Oh, excuse me. Why am I yawning? It's like 8 o'clock now. Non-Hodgkin's is a cancer of the lymphatic system. A type. There's many types. And but non-Hodgkin's is the kind that they say that it's not curable, but it is treatable. Meaning people get to live with it. They can still maintain, you know, like keep an eye basically of their health and live with it for pretty much the rest of their life, but maintaining it or treating it if it becomes quote unquote active. But the downside of that is that because, you know, there's no cure like other cancers, you know that you live with it. You know that your body, you know, that the cancer cells are in the body. So you just have to accept that. And with that, accept the fact that there'll be many scares. Like I said, many questions. Anything can be a trigger, as in, like, is this, you know, like, activity? Like, is it a relapse? Like, what is going on? Because it never goes away. So, as my first oncologist said, and I do believe it is very true, it's pretty much cancer of the mind. When you live with such a diagnosis, when you basically have to deal with it mentally and emotionally as well. So it might not go away physically, but it almost feels like it never goes away mentally or emotionally. So I'm okay as far as that. Like, I, you know, besides the scares, I feel still healthy and good. But yeah, but what I wanted to talk about actually in this episode, it was something that is very interesting, because as people were asking me about, you know, like things they were asking for advice and things like that, one of the things that came up is that regardless, like, it's good for you guys to listen to people's stories. Maybe you relate, maybe it's a similar situation, but always, always have your own judgment in what you decide or choose to do for yourself, for your well-being. And here's the thing, you guys, since some of you guys follow me on social media, on Instagram at Wendy for Wellness, if you're not following, or if I'm new to you, let's go and meet up in Instagram, because that's probably one of the places where I hang out the most and share some of my routines, practices, experiences. And yeah, and so I remember sharing a lot about when I was doing a lot of celery juicing and so on, and sometimes I share recipes and things like that. And quite a few people asked, like, you know, do you still do your celery juice? Because I what I used to do, and I guess with that, because I'm talking in the past tense or tense, I'm not as much, or not at all, really, for the last several months, actually. But I will do, like, celery juice every single day, because at the time I was following the medical medium who talked a lot about celery juice properties and how it helps your health. Oh, my goodness. If some... I'm going to make a pause. If you guys have something about yawning, or I'm not sleepy, but for some reason I'm just like yawning so much right now, let me know if you got a tip. Okay. But yeah, so the celery juice craze, like, it was all about juicing celery every single day, because it has good properties for your gut, immune system, and so many things, detoxing especially. So I got into that, and I guess I got, like, I don't know how long have I been with it, like more than two years, maybe three, because I think I started before or around the pandemic. And so I even tried it, while obviously I have my doctor's checkups. So and the values that I was telling you about, the liver values, it didn't really improve as much. So I'm like, so I don't know if it's really helping in that area, but I do believe that it does help in many other ways, such as detoxifying and so on. But I just wanted to take a break because, number one, like the celery that I get, my bless her heart, my celery comes from the farmer's market. And the farmer's lady who I get my veggies from, she's so amazing. She's so good to me, and she always is gifting me so many veggies and especially celery. But she's had some issues with the crops and, the weather killing the crops and so on. So it's not always consistent. So I think that kind of helped taking a break. And then it just takes so much time, and since I go on my morning hikes early in the morning, as soon as I wake up, almost. Oh my God, here you go again. Maybe we should take that as a break to take a deep breath. So whenever I yawn, please take a deep breath, okay? And so because I go to my morning hikes early in the morning, I don't have the time to juice when I come home because I have to cleaned up and get ready for work or anything else, after. And so that's why pretty much that I just kind of stopped because of time concerns. And then so I'm not really doing, I might get back to it. I think I'm gonna start like juicing in general, not just celery, but like a bunch of veggies because I haven't done it in a while, and I believe and I feel my body is asking for like deep cleanse. And when I say that, it's in the means of juicing, and it's in the means of doing detox protocols. And I'm gonna research a little bit on this, but there's I know of somebody who does like parasite cleanse, because she does. And to be honest, don't be scared in a way, because we all, everybody has parasites, everyone. And we just are not aware of it because we don't pay attention to our bowel movements, to the foods that we eat, to where we get the foods from, and things like that. But we all do. But I guess our immune system has been, or still is, strong enough to keep us quote unquote healthy, because we don't get super sick unless you are immunocompromised, unless you are super, struggling with your health, is when then you will actually see basically getting sick. So I also want to do that. I want to get into my coffee enema. Like, it's crazy because I got all my supplies, everything that I need, like months ago. I think it's been over 6 months ago. I haven't used it yet because of time concerns. And so with that, I will say, and maybe this is also a reminder for you, as it is for me as well. It's September now. We are Today is Labor Day. It is the beginning of September, so we are in the last quarter, the last 4 months of the year, and I think it is a good time to either reassess our goals that we set at the beginning of the year, and also, like to check in, right? Like, okay, how am I doing there? Am I on track? Am I not? Have I fallen off? Whatever you are, whatever your answer is, whatever you find out, please, number one, always be super, super kind and gentle with yourself, because there's no race. You're not in a race with anyone. I think if anything, we believe we are in a race in our own head with ourselves. And because it is you who pretty much controls your life, let's break that cycle of being in a race in your own head, and just give yourself grace and stop it. You do have the power to stop. You have the power to initiate anything, and most of the time, any kind of initiation to a habit or something that maybe we do not want to, but like for example, eating like for me, it's like eating snacks all of the time. It's not the healthiest thing, but because I started it, I also have the power to finish it or end it, right? So that's my, I think, my reminder for you. And in that sense, I was reassessing. I was doing this as I started, I think last weekend, when I was looking through my goals, and I'm like, okay, last quarter, end of year. It's like one of those moments. I think that we don't need to have this kind of, thoughts of like, okay, it's the end of the year. Like, where am I? And like, I'm going crazy because nothing gets done. But it's more about, okay, Wendy, again, what is important? That's my checkup, suggestion or tip for you. Like, what is important for you right now? And if it is important enough to keep it, let's go, let's do it, right? If it's not, what else can change? So, with that saying, one of the things that I'm probably going to be sharing, so tune in Instagram, is like some of those protocols that I'll be following, like detox protocols, protocols about it, not just cleansing, but also like sharing recipes and things like that, because I feel that that's one question that people have asked about quite often, what kind of recipes I can share, and as well as, oh, sorry, I just gotta check in on something right now. As well as, emotionally, what kind of support can we get as we are diving in into finding what is important in our life, and as well as checking in with the kind of support that we need as we're going through changes in life. As I mentioned to you a little while ago, for me, it's a realization like, okay, my body's changing, it's turning, into a different version, and I still got to be reminded of what's important and how to be kind and gentle and of acceptance for what is happening. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's another thing that people have asked about. My other recommendation for you guys, because oftentimes, if not, I think 90% of the DMs that I get, or emails that I get, or when I get into conversation with people, the question that people have, because they want to pretty much, quote unquote, copy what I do, right? Like, they're like, but how do you do? Like, they ask like details. Like, for instance, when I was doing, like, when I do my self massage, like lymphatic, I wouldn't call it like lymphatic drainage, but in a way, it helps the lymphatics when we do self massage in certain areas of our body to help the lymphatics flush, the toxins and things like that. Sorry. Okay, your time for a deep breath. When I share all of that, people do ask like, specific questions like, but how, like, what's the pressure? And honestly, when I'm sharing, it's just like me, like rubbing my neck and rubbing my breast. I mean, not my breast, but like around the breast area, the armpits and things like that, because it's just the points where there's a lot of lymph nodes. But I'm not a professional masseuse. I'm not a lymphatics masseuse expert. I just intuitively do that. But people ask a lot of details about it, and I'm like, look, I just kind of follow my intuition in what it is. The same with cooking. People ask me a lot about recipes, and I'm more than happy to share. But the thing is that I do not use recipes. I do not work with recipes when I cook. Either it is like, I will call it, and what I tell people is like, just do like intuitive cooking, intuitive eating, even when you go out in restaurants. I try not to really, and I say try because sometimes it's tough, especially when you're eating out. But I do not obsess with the food as far as specific measurements or the way of cooking things. I pretty much go by the taste of what I know of the food, what I know about cooking specific or certain types of food. So I do not over obsess about how I'm cooking or like how I'm putting things together. And so what I share is pretty much like an overall, like an overview of what it's like to eat more veggies, what it's like to eat more, what should we call, like to eat more, let's say, cruciferous foods, what it is to eat with the season, you know, when it's summertime, when it's wintertime, fall time, like what is my body craving to eat? Because honestly, when it comes to cooking, when it comes to eating, it is you tuning in with your body and asking the question, what do you feel like having today? Which in the end, what your body is perceiving is more about what is the nutrient that your body needs. Okay. So honestly, that's it, the deep question. What's the nutrients that you need right now? Because if we get into a logical mind, we don't know, right? Like we don't know if my body or if our body needs magnesium or if it needs calcium or if it needs more, you know, like omegas. Hopefully, I think overall Americans in the, and I'm saying that because a lot of us who live in here in North America, we do follow the standard American diet, which is not the very best diet in the world. There's a lot of processed food, a lot of starch, a lot of sugar, a lot of meat. But are you eating, you know, like a variety of foods? And hopefully if you're working with somebody, a coach, a nutritionist, or even if you do it on your own by Googling or searching about certain types of food that you should have, you're eating a more variety of foods, right? Like more veggies, more colorful foods, things that that you understand that are going to provide good health and nutrition. Now, that's what I do. Like, I think what I was saying is that a lot of us are deficient of many vitamins and minerals. So overall, I think we should eat more of veggies, all sorts of veggies. But in the end, right, like when you ask yourself the question, what do you need right now? Like, trust that your body is going to intuitively guide you to maybe go and grab that banana because you need more potassium. Trust that your body is going to intuitively guide you to drink more water because you are dehydrating. Trust that your body is going to take you to maybe don't go to the drive-thru to grab a McNuggets or McChicken or whatever the hell they're called. And or even trusting that your body is not going to guide you to go through Starbucks and get a pumpkin spice latte, because then you're going to choose to go home and maybe have some, you know, tea, maybe buy your own pumpkin and make a pumpkin puree and blend it up and put some yummy, delicious teas and other things that does taste like pumpkin spice latte, does taste like fall, you know, and so you don't get to have that toxic drink that they sell at the stores. Because honestly, Starbucks coffee is not the best. It's not the cleanest. There's a lot of toxins in it. It's not a clean coffee. And it's loaded with sugar. That's pumpkin PSL, I think they call it. Pumpkin spice latte. There's a lot of sugar, a lot of processed food, syrup, you know, all that kind of yucky stuff that your body does not need. So maybe you're going to trust that your body intuitively is going to guide you to maybe research what is a homemade recipe for pumpkin spice latte if that's really what you want. Which, by the way, actually, I will say I do have a recipe. Maybe I'll share that at some point. But for now, I'm holding off. I'm not. It's still warm outside. I feel like it's still summer. So I'm not going to get into the fall season yet. But I will share a fall recipe with you. But, you know, those kind of things. So I always suggest, like, eat intuitively. Cook intuitively. So whenever I'm sharing my recipes, I don't often share measurements because I don't know. I don't use that. I just, like, throw things. I find things in my fridge and I put things together. And what I do that is because in my mind, I have an idea of what it tastes like what it is that I want to taste. If I feel like Asian flavors, I'm like, okay, I'm going to use more ginger and sesame oil, sesame seeds, and have more garlic and certain types of noodles, you know? So things like that, that I have learned to ask myself and my body about how to start cooking more wholesome with real foods, whole foods, veggies, things like that, and hopefully less processed foods. I also will say that nobody's perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. So it's okay if you every now and then you just want to take a shortcut and use something that is maybe processed, but also be aware that you're doing that. Because hopefully, when we are aware, also we are more aware when to stop, right? And we are aware to go back into alignment, into the foods that are going to be nourishing and are going to be good for us. So that's as far as I think the food or cooking questions that I've had, because I had a ton of questions about this. Like, how do you make this? Like, can you share a recipe? Like, and people, and the cool thing is that people do tell me, or sometimes they share. I don't post them though, and I should, I guess, but they do share some of their recipes that they've made. Because they were inspired by my shares, and I love it, and I really appreciate it, and thank you for sharing, and thank you for taking that step of making something that is going to nourish you and something that you're inspired in doing because it's going to be good for you. But at the same time, I want you to also be creative and playful in the kitchen, just like in anywhere in life. The more play and fun we bring in, the more we start connecting with our creativity and being creative and bringing in a different type of vibration and frequency of abundance, which is the frequency of creation. All right, hold on. Let me have a sip. So anyway, so that's I think those are the main things that people have been asking. And also the last thing, and then we'll end with this, is that because people ask these questions, right? And I'm thinking, it makes me think, okay, people feel inspired, and people also are looking up to what I do, and maybe, like I said, doing the same things, copying, which I am, like, it's fine, like I don't mind it at all. But what I will say though, you are your best doctor. And I remember saying this before. You are your number one doctor. You are the person who knows the most about your health, about what's important and what's needed for you. Okay? So when you are when you have a question about health, about you, maybe you are concerned, you have questions about your own health, be very start being the investigator. Start being the detective in your own health and try things out that are applied to your lifestyle, that apply to your liking, apply to the things that you normally would do, first of all. Don't go completely 180 or 360 change into something completely new and different. Now, with that, I will share a few things about my experience, okay? Number one, I think, I don't know. I wasn't aware of this, but I guess I'm one of those people that can go cold turkey and some changes. And most of the time, I do okay. Like when I started doing celery juice, I tried it the first time, even though I had celery juice before, but it was mixed in with other things. But in that celery juice craze, it's only celery juice. When I tried the very first time, only celery juice, it was awful. And I will tell you, it's still awful. It's not a pleasant taste or flavor, okay? But part of me was like, okay, but I still gotta do it because I've read, I've learned, people mention this, that it's good for you, it's good for your health, so I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. So I stuck with it. And I didn't, I didn't start small. I went in because supposedly you're drinking this celery juice every single day, every fucking single day, 24/7, not 24/7, 24, no, 7 days a week, right? You're drinking this, and you're drinking at the minimum, I believe, 16 or 32 ounces of celery juice. That's like a hell of a lot of juice. And not just that, but like awful juice because it's not tasty, okay? And you're not supposed to mix it with anything. You're not supposed to put water to dilute it, nothing. Plain raw celery juice. And I just went in because in my mind, I knew that I had the idea what was important and what I believed in that moment. And it was to have that juice because I read that it's good for you, that it's healthy for you. So the same with cutting out snacking. There was a time, and I went back, I fell off the rail, but snacking, I will snack all the time. And then all of a sudden, and when I say snacking, I will like buy, for example, popcorn and olive oil. I will have like bags, because I will buy it from Trader Joe's, but I'll have like bags of it that I will finish in one day, like two bags, three bags, all by myself. And that's not always good. So, and I will stop cold turkey, like say, no, I know this is not the healthiest thing for me to do, and I will just stop it and not crave it again. So I think I'm good as far as that. However, I will say, do what is best for you, what you feel is going to nourish you. Also, try the things that, if you're curious about something, try it out. But also give yourself plenty of time as well to process the new change, because changes are not always comfortable. And especially when it comes to eating healthy habits, eating or healthy habits, right? It's not the most comfortable thing. So give yourself the time to do that. Be your best judge, your best doctor as you're changing through a new habit. Okay. Don't just go and copy people and do things because they show that is the easiest thing. It might seem easy. It might seem delicious. And to be honest, the more I was drinking celery juice, then I started liking it. To be honest, I forgot to mention that. It's not the tastiest thing. It's like people eat, they can eat, what is that? The 1,000-year-old egg, which is, I think, a Filipino or some Asian type of delicacy that is like fermented egg. It's nasty. It smells awful. But some people love it. People who grew up with it, they love it. The same as some other types of food that are like, oh, no way I'm going to have that. But because it's something that is part of their culture, maybe something that they tried it once and they loved it, they continue having it. So really be your own judge, your best judge, and do the things that you feel are going to be good for you. So always step into what is important for you. I think that's the main message of this podcast, is like tap in with what is important for you in the moment. Okay, maybe sit down, have like a, what do you call, like a goal setting for the quarter or for the month, I will suggest, and say, okay, this month my goal is to, you know, maybe having, okay, what is your final ultimate goal? Okay, getting healthy, that's a good goal. Okay, now let's break it down. So what are your mini goals about it? Maybe have more veggies, maybe it is hydrating more, maybe it is exercising more. So include some of those mini goals in, like put it in a list so it is in your awareness. But as you're going in, right, like for this month, for example, like, okay, maybe I can have, you continue breaking it down, but I can have like maybe two extra servings of veggies this week, or add one extra serving, you know, per day or something like that, or get fruits instead of, you know, like chips and snacks, right? And drinking more water or more natural juices rather than getting soda. So things like that. So tune in with what is important again and again. The main message, what is important for you? What is your main goal that you want to achieve? Be your own doctor at this. You're the best judge in this situation, as well as being curious and playful in trying different things. And that's it, guys. So share your outcome and what it is that you're planning to do. And thank you for tuning in. I love you all. Have a wonderful and amazing day. I want to see you rocking it in this last quarter. Let's check in maybe in a month or so. I'm going to do the same and I'm going to post it probably in Instagram. So go and find me at Wendy4Wellness, because I feel like I have fallen a little bit off track, and I haven't been as consistent as how I will wish to be. So that's why I'm getting back, and that's why I'm getting, because I know myself, I'm a little bit more extreme into my habits. Like, I never done an enema, I'm gonna go for it. Like, and how the protocol that I've read, it says I believe it's like once a week or twice a week or something like that, I can't remember. So I'm going to do that. And I'm going to then share some of that as well, and share other things that I'll be doing, because I feel it's the time. And also, as I don't know if you know this about me, but one of the things that I also do in my practices, health and wellness practices, I do work with the season and I do work with the moon. Now, I don't want you to do this if it's not your thing, but let me just share this because this was also a question which I was forgetting. And thank you for reminding me as I'm watching, looking out the window, and I see the moon right now. So some of the questions were about that, like how to work with the moon or how to work with the season, because I have shared this before. And to finish, because I don't want this to be a super long podcast, but I will come back with it later on, is I tune in, like for example, with the moon, like new moon, setting new intentions, new beginnings, you know, let's start fresh, like that kind of stuff, right? Full moon is about releasing, letting go. So my practices go around that. So around the full moon, I clean the house, I clean everything in my life, or most of it in my life, or at least try to do a good job, declutter and all of that. And then I heard, and I want to read more about it, that during the full moon is a good time to detoxify as well. It's a good time to do a lot of cleanses. I mean, not a lot, but do whatever cleanse that you do. It is a good time to also do parasite cleanse because around the moon or the full moon, because I guess that's what, I don't know who studied this, but I read that around the moon is where parasites are also, basically they also vibe or cycle with the moon. So full moon is where parasites are more active. So they're more prone to I guess be so if you're doing a cleanse, a parasite cleanse, it is a good time for it because basically they're gonna be killed or removed from your body more efficiently. I don't know. I'm just sharing what I read. So I'm going to look it up more and I'll get back to you or ask me again later on so I remember to share. And then with the season, as you know, I think we are now, I don't know when, but I think summer ended officially. It ended, but the weather is still warm and nice. So that's why I still think it's summer. But I believe we are in the fall season or entering the fall season now. I also work with the season, so basically eating what's in season. I don't force my body to go through something that is not, it should not be used to, because historically, right, like from our ancestors and ancient times, our bodies ate with the season, like ate what was available, right? So since it is the fall season, I slowly will start getting into my practices for the fall and like getting more cozy and getting more into practices that are more in like warmth and nurturing my body in that way, getting more foods that are warm for my body to also help digestion and things like that. So anyway, so that's also what I wanted to share because it came up and remembering now that we are in the fall season, even though it's hot as hell. But so that's it, guys. So let me know how this is has been for you. Also tag me in social media, take a screenshot and tag me at in Instagram, Wendy number 4 Wellness. I love to see where you are in your healing journey. I'll be more than happy to share more. I can send you private messages as well if you do want recipes, because I had people ask me that as well. And I was like, oh, super easy. I can share these things with you. So I can do all that. And yeah, and I love to see you grow and getting better and healthier and thriving. And what's better than sharing the journey and cheering everybody or each other on, because we're in this together and none of us is doing this alone. So I'll see you guys. Love you all and have a wonderful, amazing day. And I'll see you guys on the other side.